So I guess just tell me a little bit about how this program works.
Well, the Arizona Elk Society is a wildlife conservation organization. We specialize all of our resources on elk. We started in 2001. We started hauling water. 2002 was a huge drought year also. So we actually jumped in as volunteers and grabbed some trailers and went out and started hauling water, you know, and it kind of progressed from there. For the first probably 6 years, it was very informal. We just did it as volunteers, people that love to be out there, you know, and help the elk. And obviously when you're hauling water for elk, you're benefiting all the wildlife, including the bees, the birds, the bats, you know, all kinds of things. It's awesome. We've had times where the bees have swarmed the water when we're putting it in. We've had times when the birds, just hundreds and hundreds of birds, landed on the fence all of a sudden, waiting for us to leave. So back in about 2006, we met with Game and Fish and said, listen, you guys are hauling water and we're hauling water. Maybe we should work together. You know, so we made an agreement with them to say, we will take care of these units around Flagstaff, because we had some really great volunteers in Flagstaff. You know, so we wanted to do that northern Arizona.
Can you tell me a little bit about what the conditions are like on the rangeland this year?
This is the worst year in history, in recorded history. There's no doubt. You know, I just saw a report the other day that showed that 73% of the state is in dire need. This is the worst. That's the worst it's ever been. Water is obviously the key to life. You know, in a drought, there's zero water. The ranchers are hauling water. The towns are hauling water. You know, everybody's hauling water right now. And if these wildlife didn't have water, they have nowhere to go.
Where does the water come from, and who pays for that?
We actually pay for most of the water. We have accounts with the city of Flagstaff to haul effluent water. So after, you know, all the water that goes to golf courses, things like that, we have access to that water. We have to pay for it. It's relatively inexpensive. Bearzona stepped up this year because they've got a well and they've got a, you know, just a huge resource for water. They donated a lot of water. Tucson Sanitation, they also have effluent water they let us have access to. We pay for that.
So, you know, I think we usually think of wildlife as being wild and not really needing our help. Why is it necessary to haul water sometimes?
The caveat to that is when during this drought, now they don't have feed, which is even worse. You know, now they have no food, you know, and elk and like antelope and others migrate from high country to low country. And so we adjust where we haul water. Sometimes we haul near the Grand Canyon. Sometimes we haul way down at the lower elevations because that's where the elk go to. But, you know, elk will go 6-8 miles to get water. So it's a pretty big area. But if there's no water, you know, I have a picture of one of our members found an elk that was so thirsty, it let him water him out of a bottle. You know, and the elk drank out of the bottle because he couldn't find water, you know, so they basically die. You know, it just, and as conservationists, we can't let that happen, whether it's a hunted species or a non-hunted species. That's just not, you know, that's not what we do.
Steve Clark, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for having us.